have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
This day.
Yes.
This Monday morning. Make
your
day
count.
This is our year of breakthrough, the year of the 11th hour breakthrough. So we are activating our breakthrough by faith. Everything we do must be by
faith. Now, the Bible says, now faith is. Not yesterday. Now faith is. When? When is faith? Now. When is faith? Today. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen by the physical eyes. We got to remember now, when it says not seen, it means by the physical eye. Because faith works in the spiritual realm. It works in the unseen realm. So when you're operating in faith, you can see it already.
Mm-hmm.
You can see what is going to happen. You know it's going to happen because you have seen it, but it is not visible in the physical realm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
You're seeing it before you see it.
Right.
You're seeing it in the spirit before you're seeing it manifest in the physical realm. So you're grasping that blueprint from the invisible realm.
Right.
And then you begin to write it down. The Bible tells us clearly to write down the vision so that we can run with it. We write it down. David said that when he sat down to write down the vision, that the understanding came by his hand. So when we go through that process, when we're taking it from the invisible concept, we're first putting it into the visible realm when we're writing it down on paper. We're grabbing the blueprint from the invisible realm, and then we are putting it down to execute it, to carry it out here in the earth realm. And it's the same thing with any building project. The first thing that they have to see before the permitting, to get the permitting, is the drawing, the architectural design.
So we have to see it first. See it, then do it.
And as we do it, we have to be doing it according to the
design. To the plan.
We can't be going to the left or to the right by the opinions of man or because things aren't coming as fast as we would like. We have to continue to stick with the blueprint by design, just like in the natural. Every time they come out to inspect a building project, they go back to the blueprint and they want to make sure that the contractors, that the construction crew is building in alignment with the design. So we have to be continually checking ourselves, making sure that we are building according to the design, the vision that was set out in the books of heaven for us to manifest in the earth realm. Elijah, when he came out of the place of isolation, the dark place, the cave, the Bible says that he wrapped his face in his mantle again. So he brought his vision again before his eyes to strengthen him, to equip him, to empower him, to move from the place of limitation of which he put himself. He put himself in that cave, and he stepped out. He wrapped his face in his mantle again, the vision before his eyes again, and that gave him the drive, the desire to move from the place he was to the greater place.
I want us to look this morning at Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1. And for a time that we're going to spend this morning and make your day count, we want to spend our time in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, reading from verse 4.
Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word.
See, the key, notice the word see. What do you see? What do you see today? What are you seeing? That's the question. Verse 10, the Lord said, see I have this day. When? This day. Mm-hmm. Not another day. See, I have this day set you over nation, over kingdom, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. Verse 11, moreover, the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? What do you see? Mm-hmm. So the question is, God sees today what our life's supposed to be. God sees today what our work's supposed to be. But it begs the question, what do we see?
Because mm-hmm. what he saw was the faces of people that caused him to be afraid.
Yeah.
Because in verse 8, he says, the Lord says to him, do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. So he's identifying what Jeremiah was looking at. The fear was coming from the faces, from the opinion of man, because he was called to do a totally new thing than what his father was called to do. His father was a priest, and Jeremiah is being called from the lineage of priesthood into being a prophet, which is another element, another fold of ministry. He was called to do a new thing, not the same thing as his father, not into the accord of the priests, but he was called into the prophetic. And the Lord tells him now what to see. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdom. So instead of looking at the opposition, the Lord is telling him, see the vision, see the opportunity, see the appointment. Don't focus on the opposition. Don't focus on the fear. Don't focus on your reflection in the faces of man, but focus on your reflection in the face of God, what he has sent you
Hallelujah.
In the earth to do.
That's it right mm-hmm. there. And this Monday morning, make this day what? Count. What do you see today? Mm-hmm. What do you see right now? Jeremiah says to God, when he asks him the question, God turn around. He says, Jeremiah, I see. This is what I see mm-hmm. for you. But what do you see? Mm-hmm. What do you see? In Jeremiah, it says, I know the plan I have towards you, a plan not to hurt you, but a future, to give you a what? A future and a hope. Mm-hmm. But do we see that? Mm-hmm. Do we see that God's plan for your life, for my life, is to give us a great life?
Yeah, because we can't focus on the what God has called us to do
yeah.
and...
Yeah.
the opposition at the same time.
Come on.
We could only focus on one thing at a time. So if we're focusing on what we're called to do, the opposition, that doesn't mean the opposition goes away. It's just not your focus. So it's not what's in your view. It's just like when you're in a car, you can't see in front of you and behind you at the same time. Even using the rearview mirror, you can't be looking at the rearview mirror and the street clearly at the same time. It's not possible. It's not possible to be looking in front of you, behind you. And like Pastor always says, it's not possible to chase two rabbits at the
same time.
So when we focus on the building part, when we focus yeah. on the do's, we don't have time for the don'ts. It doesn't mean
right.
that the don'ts don't exist. It doesn't mean that the opposition goes away. It's just not your focus.
Yes. And that's why God wanted to bring mm-hmm. Jeremiah into focus. Focus on the now, mm-hmm. today. Notice what God says. See, Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. I love that. And you got to center... We'll encourage all our listeners this morning to really meditate on Jeremiah mm-hmm. chapter 1 mm-hmm. for your life and what God is saying. He said, I have a plan for you, Jeremiah, before you were placed in your mother's womb. And I have already designed your life. I have a blueprint for your life. Here's the blueprint. Here is the blueprint for your life in the earth realm. But if you notice, Jeremiah have a distorted view. He has a world view. He wasn't seeing the way God sees it. He was seeing the way the world sees it. We can look in Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. He says, behold, when the Lord tell him, verse 5, behold, I form you. Before I form you in the mother's womb, I know you. Before you were born, I sanctify you. I ordain you as a prophet to the nation. Hear the word of you. Then I says, how, Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. And then the Lord says, who says that? Who says that? But the Lord says to me, do not say that. Do not say you are youth. A lot of times we speak according to the world. The world view. We have a world view of our life and not a God view. This morning, you need to take a God view of your life. You need to see it the way God sees it. You need to see it. We come here this Monday morning to tell you. You need to start to see yourself the way God sees you. See yourself the way God sees you. And if you never say another word on this morning broadcast, you get it. Mm-hmm. I got to be willing to see myself the way God sees me and not see myself the way the world sees me.
Yeah. So that's above only.
Yes.
He called us to be above only and never beneath. So no, it doesn't matter whatever adversity is coming against you. You have to be able to see above that,
yes,
how to navigate it.
Yes.
You think about somebody being on the ground level and they're trying to walk through a forest, trying to find their way out. Well, now look at the view. If somebody has an aerial view, if somebody's in a helicopter up above, you're able to clearly see where the paths are, where to move, which direction to go. When you have that aerial view, when you're down on the ground, you see trees, you see greenery, you see resistance. You don't know how you're going to get from there to the one point to the other. You don't really even know the distance of how far you have to travel. You know, people say, I was lost in the woods right in the city. Like, it doesn't even make sense. But everything starts looking the same when you're looking from that level, when you're looking from the ground view. But God has given us an aerial view. Through Christ Jesus, we are seated far above every principality, every dominion, every name that is named. We are seated with Christ Jesus. We have a heavenly aerial view, and we receive that by the Spirit of God. We're able to see. So that's the route of escape. That's the entry point into. We're able to see from that aerial elevation that we have with God, in that high place with God. By His Spirit, He has given us the ability to see above the problem, to be able to move and navigate. For every temptation, there is a way of escape. We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church Sundays at 10 a.m. as we continue this teaching, the 11th hour breakthrough. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Unfailing justice, unfading grace, whose promises remain. Yes, your promises remain. Now unto the King, reigns over.